At the 85th National Convention, the FFA, we're in the bottom of the Coliseum, the Bankers Life facility here that'll be housing a lot of the sessions of this year's convention. Thousands of FFA members in their jackets are going to be here. And one guy's not in a jacket this year. Last year, you were one of those guys with a National Officer jacket. This year, you're in a T-shirt, Riley. Give me your thoughts about, after your year of service, you've coming back to this meeting. What's going through your mind?
It's definitely a full circle process to come back and help backstage at National FFA Convention. And I was telling some of the backstage staff earlier today that last year, I don't know if I fully appreciated all that went on at convention, simply because we show up and the things are set and the props are ready to go and we're ready to be up on stage doing our thing and the things that we prepared for. And this year, it's a little different because we're actually setting the lecterns and we're actually setting the podiums and whatnot. And so I just am much more appreciative of the things that go on behind the scenes and the people that spend weeks and months and time out of their year to dedicate towards this convention and to making it happen for so many young people.
You've obviously been a year out of the organization as far as your time away from FFA now. Reflect back over that year as a national officer with me.
Yeah, it's really easy to reflect currently because we are at the field house and we're here at National FFA Convention. And so there's a lot of things that come rushing back and a lot of memories. And as we see students and familiar faces of ag teachers and alumni and supporters and friends, that I definitely know those feelings will come back. But I had an excellent year. It was the time of my life and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I met people that became my best friends, some of my closest friends, and had experiences that I wouldn't have had any other way. And like I said, I wouldn't trade it for anything, but it's good to be back and it's good to be here allowing the new six to have a chance to do just that.
When you think about the organization, FFA, you've got a year now of a kind of reflection outside of the organization. Looking back into it, what is the value of FFA to these young people?
I said it before I ran for national office, and I'll say it again. I think it's a consistent value that is helping students find a niche and helping students find something that they can be passionate about. We see it in sports. We see it in band. We see it in academics. But this is a way for students who have nowhere else to go and for students who have nothing else to do to really find a place and to really find home for them. It was home for me. It was home for my five other teammates, and it's been home for thousands and thousands of FFA members that will walk through these doors of the field house this year at convention.
And that's not to say that the young people that are involved in FFA are not very, very talented and could do a lot of things.
That's exactly right. And most of the students that we do see are talented in other areas. But for me, it's helping those students who have no other place to go and are finding a niche right here in these seats at convention and have a stake really in our organization. And it's been a passion of so many this year.
Tell me about your future at this point.
Well, I'm back at Oklahoma State, and I'm studying agricultural communications. I will graduate this December, so we've got about 34 days of school left. I'm on the countdown, which seems impossible when I reflect back on all of my time at OSU and in FFA, but I'll graduate in December, and then I will be applying to law schools, and so hopefully I'll be attending an accredited law school or university to obtain a law degree and then hopefully a master's in that area of agriculture also, and so it's all uphill from here.
One last question, Riley. As you think about all the things that you went through as far as this whole process of at the state level, at this national level, and now, of course, your post-FFA time, as you think about maybe the one or two things that you believe FFA has done for you more than anything else that you'll be able to carry into a law career or whatever you do at that point.
For me, FFA has established a sense of valuing relationships. I'm getting married in July, and I met her through my time at Oklahoma State University, and she came to three national conventions to support me. And other than that, I would say that the networking that has been made available through agricultural education and through FFA programs has been the most vital for me. And I don't want to speak on behalf of every FFA member, but I know that several FFA members would say similar things. Their best friends are here at convention with them. Their ag teacher will always be a role model, and I think going into law school, having that network of people who know and understand agriculture and agricultural industry will help me by far.
So that networking, or the networking that you get through FFA, the relationships you develop, that's real key.
Absolutely. And like I said, I think most FFA members would agree.